Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talks. Do I look different? Do I look 45? No, but I feel like I'm hungover. I don't use that word often. But you know what? If you're going to be hungover, you know, your birthday slash St. Patty Day should probably be the time. It wasn't even like I went hard. I was just throughout the day, all the things. Anyhow, today we're going to talk about the bracket that has, it's official. March Madness is in full swing. Hope you're excited about that. And we're going to talk a little about Aaron Rodgers because I just can't help myself. I can't. I don't get into, well, we'll get there, but let's go ahead and dive in. So this weekend was my birthday. Yesterday was my birthday specifically. I hope you had some green things and had a good time. I got to tell you, man, wow. It was the first, like, I woke up just kind of like, I just wasn't, I had this feeling. I just, usually I'm excited about my birthday and I just couldn't pinpoint the feeling. And I think, I don't know, it was because I moved into a new bracket. You know, when you, your age group, when you check at the box, I think what it really was, and I realized it on Sunday, maybe I realized it before, but I vocalized it on a TikTok live randomly as I'm putting on makeup, get ready with me, getting ready to go out to dinner and to see MJ the Musical with my fam. And I realized what it was is that I feel like I have a lot to give. Not feel. I know I have a lot to give to society, to the world. I have an impact to give. And it was frustrating to me that it hasn't happened yet, as much as I want it to yet. That was it. That was the complete thing. I want to be doing more. I don't feel like it's enough. And I feel like at this stage, because you always check in with yourself around your birthday, I want more. I want to be doing more. I want to feel more. And, you know, I was looking at my TikTok videos because I'm doing a lot of TikTok right now, right? I was looking at my videos and I was like, these are really good. I'm like, this is some good shit. Why is it not like viral for the world to see? And that frustrated me. Now, and the thing is I don't want to say that I was ungrateful, but I was feeling it could go down that road. Could have gone down that road for sure. Then I woke up this morning and I was like, you're making an impact. You're doing your thing. Yes, you want to be doing everything faster, but man, the growth I've been seeing, even just on TikTok, has been huge. And I am doing things and making moves and impacting people and making money. So I don't know what I want. I want more. I know what I want. I want more. I want more for all of this and all the things. And there was that frustration where there's something about freedom and being able to be free and know that your words and what you're doing are impacting the masses, that for me, the type of person I am, that is really appealing and sexy to me. And I want more. So, however, I'm someone who can be content in any situation. And I think for yesterday, I woke up and I was not content. I am content now. I do see the good, and I know these are first world problems, like to the nth degree. Please know that I know that. But I'm just kind of working through it, and I'm letting myself work through it and not judge it. And when you're on the precipice of greatness, it can be frustrating. Can we agree? It's okay. Moms in labor, before they're in labor, that's the most uncomfortable time. That's the most frustrating time. Like, I just want this baby to get out. And the baby comes. So here we are. I'm having labor pains. Okay. Aaron, you know, I don't talk too much about politics. I talk around politics. It's not that I, just please know, it's not that I'm not paying attention. It's not that I don't have opinions. It's that I feel like the mountain that I want to be on is not that mountain. if the time comes where it is that mountain, it will let you know. But there are some things I talk around it, and I'm aware of all things. Not all things, but I'm aware of a lot of things. We got to have it Kate Middleton David too, by the way. Why am I bringing this up? Because Aaron Rodgers, who's someone that honestly I've never been a fan of. I've never been a fan of his. And I mean before his lying about stuff when it comes to vaccinations. You know why I didn't like him? And you can laugh at me, but this is true. Because Scott and I were watching The Bachelor that season. We hopped on like towards the end. And Aaron Rodgers' brother was one of the finalists on JoJo's season. And he ended up, she chose him. They're now married. And in that, you see the whole like disconnect. He and his brother did not get along. And there was a storyline attached to that. And I just felt like, I feel like Aaron, you're the problem. I could feel it. And we always seem to like devalue feelings. We're like, oh, you're feeling, you can never be wrong. But we don't give it a lot of oomph. I know when I feel something in my knower, I just knew he doesn't seem like he's a good guy. I just don't think he's a good guy. And then of course the things he doesn't talk to his family, his parents, anyone, like it just, with the, it, anyway, he's never proven me wrong is what I'm trying to say. So where am I? Even the fact that it's like you're injured and you're not down there with your team members, you're up there in the box, like get down there. Anyway, alas. So when I heard last week that he might be a vice presidential candidate for RFK, I was like, please no. And I'm not someone who's like, hey, shut up and sing or shut up and play ball. I don't want to play ball. I don't want on my screen, period. I don't want to hear about him. Well, then I heard about the Sandy Hook thing. And I was just like, are we serious? It takes a special level of person, a special low person to like lie, for example, about whether you agreed with vaccinations or not, but to lie about it when you know that you're putting, like, you know that for your job, it's like, be an honest guy. Come on. You didn't need the money. Be honest. It takes a special person to do that. But it takes, there's an ultimate like low of a person who truly believes and expresses the belief that Sandy Hook didn't happen. Are you freaking kidding me? Like, and I know he's denying it now and whatever, but I come from a point of place of not liking him, so I don't believe his denial, just be honest with you. But to me, people who said that was a hoax, I mean, there's a special place for y'all, and it's not a good place. To think that was a hoax and to harass the poor parents who have lost their children, they will never get over that, to be bothering them and harassing them. And even if he didn't, I'm not saying that he harassed them, but the fact that he purported that and gave that voice and gave that energy is just as bad as harassing them, is horrible. Like, I knew the guy was cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. Now, I mean, are you serious? Now, I did hear this morning that he's no longer a potential running mate. You think? Like that? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Like, yeah. Okay. So, Kate Middleton. Allegedly, there's supposed to be something coming out by Wednesday from the BBC, that's going to be some royal news that may or may not be attached to what's going on with Kate. But her staff says they have not seen her in months. This is getting even more weird. And I don't know if it's getting crazy. Like, the reason it's getting wild is because of the way it's being handled by the firm. And I thought the firm knew what they were doing. I mean, I thought that they... but. Whoever they have handling this is like an intern or something, like seriously, or just does not care or is trying to sabotage intentionally. You say that she's going to be AWOL for a while because she had a surgery and she'll come back after Easter. Easter hasn't happened yet, but you start purporting these things and then you've got this image that was photoshopped and now she's mysteriously apologizing for that. Come on. No one believes that. These pictures of her that are like grainy, that don't even look like her, could be her body double. I'm sure she has a body double. I'm sure they all do. This is just really strange. So no wonder people are going to speculate and make up, I don't know, conspiracy theories about where she is. Even if you're not into the royals, this is like freaking interesting. It's like, what? Where is she and what is happening? It makes no sense at all. I'm not going to speculate that someone did something to her. I hope that didn't happen. But show your queen, people. Show your, she's the queen to be. Show your princess queen to be. This is nutty in this rotten Denmark and all the places over there. Seriously. So this week, the bracket's out. Do you watch basketball, NCAA basketball? Better question. Do you pay attention to it during March Madness? March Madness is here and I am so excited. I just love it. I love the feeling. I love the, even though they don't do the song One Shining Moment anymore. I think they brought it back though. They took it away and I think they brought it back. One Shining Moment. It is like to see the dreams. Anything is possible as long as you make it into the bracket. My goodness, you could win. I don't care if you're number one or you're last. Super excited. I haven't filled out my bracket yet. I have some time. And we'll see. Houston, I'm a Big 12er. I'm also, I've got a couple conferences, but Big 12er, Houston won. Okay, I see you, Houston. Okay, they won the Big 12 championship and they're number, no wait, I take that back. They didn't win. They're number one seed. Didn't Iowa State win? Which that boggled my, I think Iowa State won. Is that right? Now I don't know. See, my 45 brain. Y'all, I brought my readers. I don't have them here. They're in my purse. I brought my readers to dinner yesterday, and I pulled them out. When it's time for the menu, I'm like, let me get my menu. I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm embracing. My sister's like, really, we're there yet? I'm like, yeah, we're kind of there. We're there. I'm embracing it. Last night we went to dinner at this place called The Keg, and then we went to MJ the Musical, which was good but sad. Just because you know what happened with him and you see some things with his family, and I don't know how accurate it is, but it's just kind of sad. He just is sad. I don't know if anyone will ever know the full story of what went on with his dad, but it ain't good. It ain't good. But the musical was good. And what was wild, they had three different Michaels, like young Michael, mid, like baby Michael, like little boy Michael, then like middle of his career Michael, and then older career Michael, if that makes sense. Like, so like a Beat It, like a Thriller red jacket Mark Michael, and then they had and like the Pepsi commercial Michael, and then they had the Michael with the longer hair, and they were all really good. Their voices were excellent, and I just thought to myself, who knew that there are that many? You think about when you're casting someone like this, where he's a black man. You're going to have to cast a black man. Then you have to cast a black man that's like that size and has that voice. I don't know if they're impersonators or what, but they were so good. The little boy was, I mean, they were good. So that was really good. And then they just had some really good vocalists in it, which just added to the wonderfulness of it. And when they were doing the final call, his father went up there and everyone's booing him. I'm like, boo. He probably knows he's done a good job if he gets booed, right? We're not clapping for you. We're like, boo, we don't like you. It is what it is. All right, y'all. So good to see you. I am going to crawl back into bed and do some work from bed because I am, whoa, I just don't even, yeah. It just, when you get older, it sneaks up on you, I guess. I don't know. I love being here with you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for subscribing. And also for commenting. I respond to all your comments and I appreciate you. Go be great. I'll see you tomorrow on the 19th.